Jerry's one of those guys, he's just always up. He always looks for the positive, and it's always good to get around those people in life.
And he's got a couple of runners tonight that we'll be asking him about right now because he joins us here on Talking Greyhounds. Jerry, good afternoon. We're really grateful for your time. Thanks for joining us on SEN Track.
Not at all. I heard Jason's introduction and I may have to blot that copybook tonight. I don't know that I'm all up and about tonight.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You're always up and about.
Jason, that dog up and about in race 8, number 6 over the distance, he's very much like me. He's been a big disappointment to his parents.
I told you he was a tame, Jack. Talent. He started off on fire.
He did. Well, 29.48 at Sandown at about start number 6 or 7 gave great promise. But Chase and I showed promise as a child. Where did it all go wrong?
Where did it all go wrong? You've peaked late, Jerry, as a superstar greyhound trainer. What are you talking about?
Jason, I used to be a rooster, but now I'm just a feather duster. I used to knock around in Group 1 company. Now I'm plugging it out around the country tracks, but still having a ball.
And that's you speak of up and about, and of course he's in race number 8 tonight, Jerry, and you speak about his chances, and look, he's a bit different. I know you're aware of the ability he's got, but has he been a bit challenging in the way you're training him over the past probably 6 months?
Jason, I've tried nearly everything, and the last resort is to put him over the longer distance to get him closer to the front in the hope that he'll show a bit of kicker. And sometimes he does. He ran a brilliant 2 lengths outside the record, outside Lady Toys track record as it was at the time, and won by 10 lengths about 4 weeks ago. But two starts later, Jason, he threw in the towel. He collapsed like a prick balloon. So we take him on trust. I've given him a severe talking to on the trip from Nearham to Ballarat, and he's looked at me, but he hasn't given away a lot of information.
Hey, Jerry, we love your positive attitude. That's one of the things I was really looking forward to talking to you about, is you just stand like even still, you're just having so much fun.
I'm medicated. I'm heavily medicated. No, I do enjoy the greyhounds. I'm 70 years old, had a lot of fun 3 years ago with Upring the Bell and Bells Are Ringing. They were my first couple of dogs that I trained, had a lot of fun, went to every state in Australia and to New Zealand, where Ring the Bell is still reclining on a couch in Cambridge in the North Island. Bit of a legend over there, I'll ring the bell. And I think it's great fun. Whether you're in Tier 3 or in Group 1, it's always great fun. Only have
Too
four
true.
Or five dogs.
And before we move on, Jerry, with Up and About, of course, you've got two runners in this race, the other one being Cosmic Katie. Now, speaking to you over the past month or two, this is a greyhound that you've got a bit of promise about. You've probably got more confidence in her, of her chances tonight, as opposed to Up and About.
Oh, Jason, she's more genuine. She's the second litter out of Bells Are Ringing, who on a glorious May night won the RSN Sandown Cup at 50-1. She's only had the 11 starts. She's showing ability. If she does well tonight, I'll be surprised and delighted. The race for her is next Tuesday at Warrigal in a 0-4 680 metre. She's still learning her caper. She does try. She has got a good ticker. She can run the distance. Might be a little bit out of her depth tonight. Up and About is the better of the two at this stage, but she's got the ticker. And if she can develop into a good solid stayer, I think we'll have a lot of fun with her.
And you've dropped a couple other big names that you have trained in the past. Of course, stayers as well, being Bells Are Ringing and Ring the Bell. And they were both Group 1 winners at around the 2016 era. What sort of memories do you take from that period, Jerry? Of course, you were on the group racing scene, going from Group 1 to Group 1. But what do you remember most about that time period?
Jason, a couple of things. One was the competitiveness of the other trainers, but the heartfelt, you know, congratulations that you got when you won. Every one of those trainers in those big races were very keen to win, and they were the best of the trainers in Australia. And I'm not sure what I was doing in that company, but luck fell my way. And their heartfelt congratulations after the race, of course they wanted to win, but they were solid and fair income in their congratulations after the race. The other thing that I take away from it is that with Ring the Bell and Bells Are Ringing, we went to every state in Australia. We went to Brisbane. We went to Adelaide. We went to couldn't go to Tasmania because there weren't any staying races there. And we went to New Zealand. So clocked up plenty of frequent flyer points, had a lot of fun. Still got the photos on the wall. I'm sorry, Jason. This sounds sad, I know, but I still watch the replay. So they were great days.
There's nothing wrong with that, Jerry. Hey, we're so grateful for your time. Good luck tonight, and thanks for joining us. Go well.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, lads.
Jerry O'Keefe, you're spot on. Absolutely spot on. Jace just looks at the world the right way, which is what we love.
Is what we love, and yeah, you're right. He's just always happy. He's always having a laugh, and he's got a pretty boutique kennel of greyhounds, but obviously in a feature race tonight at Ballarat, and he's got another one at Cranbourne Zoo later on. Race number 5. It is number 4, Rapid Response. So you'll like to see good people do well. So good luck to Jerry tonight.